When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, Authentic Influencers, we're here on episode 115, and oh my goodness, this podcast is going to be so good. I am so excited for you all to hear all of this. This is one of my favorite interviews that we've done in a really long time. So a lot of people right now, especially with everything that's going along, everything that is going on in the world right now is that we want to be able to stand out online. And this is probably one of the biggest, I would say, hurdles of network marketers, is that you don't really know how to stand out when you have 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 people selling the exact same thing that you are. And how do you stand out? You stand out by creating your own brand. You take the things that you know, you take your unique gifts, talents, and strengths, and you create a brand around yourself, because you can only sell your product like you. And so I have a guest. Her name is Kirsty Verity. You are going to absolutely love her. She gives you so many, many great things that can help you to create your own brand. And most importantly, how to talk to your audience, how to talk to the people that want to buy your stuff, but you're not quite sure how to actually talk about it. So if that is something that you are struggling with, grab a piece of paper. You're going to want to take notes. This is going to be an amazing podcast. Hey, Authentic Influencers, I am so excited to bring to you Kirsty Verity. You guys are going to love her. She has such an amazing story, and she has some great, great tips for you to help you in your business and to help gain confidence and just start thinking a little bit more outside of the box in how you're building your business right now. So, Kirsty, welcome.
Awesome. Thanks. Hey, everyone, and thanks for having me.
So excited. All right. Well, let's just dive right in. I would love for you to just tell everyone kind of your story, where you got started and how you got to be where you're at now.
Yeah, sure. So as you can probably detect in my voice, I'm originally from England, a little town called Bradford, which is in the north of England. So the north of England is pretty much known for just kind of what we call grafting, right? So like working class, you know, getting there, you know, and make stuff happen, right? So I started out, that's where I started out my life. And then I went to university. I did English literature at university, which was kind of like, okay, cool. What am I going to do with that? Right. But having done that, when I left uni, I decided that, you know, work's not for me right now. So I thought I'd travel around Australia. So that's what I did. Right. So I got over to Australia and absolutely loved Australia as a country, as a vibe. And it's somewhere that I wanted to kind of go back to. So I came back, I took my degree, and basically what I did was, within English literature, you kind of, if you think about it, you're reading a novel and you're kind of figuring out what's the meaning behind the meaning. And so I used to go to interviews for marketing roles, because essentially that's what you do in marketing. You're just literally trying to understand, okay, well, what's the real reason why you want to buy this thing, right? It's the insight behind the reason why. It's not usually because you want the functionality. It's because it's going to make your life better in some way, right? And so I kind of convinced people to give me a job based on that. And I fell into marketing, and that was my career, basically. And then after I got to a certain point, I really wanted to go back to Australia. I had to go before I was able to get a visa again. So at that point, I was like a brand manager. I was working on a brand called Durex. So you might have heard of it, Durex condoms. Before that, I worked on brands like Pedigree, Whiskers, so dog and cats and all that, which is, you know, very different brands. But again, if you're really speaking to the insight behind why people want to use something, you can transfer those skills. And so I thought, well, if I can do it in England, I'm sure I'll be able to do it in Australia. So I went and traveled around Asia first, actually, went all around Southeast Asia. And then I landed in Australia and got a marketing role there. And so I worked on many brands. You may have heard about the company GlaxoSmithKline. So that's the company that I worked for the next 10 years. Really enjoyed what I did. But essentially, the problem was that I really loved the process. But what I didn't love as I went up the ladder was all the kind of bureaucracy that comes with being in a big company, right? So basically working on other people's agendas, fighting for when you can take your holidays, all that kind of stuff. And I loved Australia, but I was getting to that point where, you know, essentially, if you live in Australia, if any Aussies are listening, you know, you need at least 4 weeks to go anywhere, right? If you want to go somewhere else. And that was one of my passions, is traveling. And so I got to this point where I was like, okay, well, I can continue doing this for the next 30 years, or I can find something that fits the lifestyle that I want to lead versus just thinking about how much, you know, money I was making, right? Maybe that was naive because I was actually on a good salary, but I was like, you know, I don't need all this money. In fact, what I really want out of life is the freedom to be able to, you know, enjoy a certain lifestyle, but be able to go where I want, when I want. And so I just started to think about what kind of business vehicle would help me achieve that goal. And that's kind of how I ended up in entrepreneurship. And the vehicle that I found was using Amazon as a platform and developing my own brand. But that was something that was, for me, that fit that specific lifestyle goal that I wanted to achieve, because essentially I didn't need any infrastructure or anything. All I needed was to be able to brand the product and work out how to sell it through Amazon. So that's how I managed to achieve it.
Awesome. So many great things in there. I love that you talked about like figuring out the message behind the message, because we talk a lot about like, what's the thing behind the thing? You know, people don't buy things just because like it's non-toxic. It's what that actually does.
Yeah, exactly. So in that instance, you know, one thing that I would be thinking about is, okay, it's non-toxic, but what's the behavior and what's the attitude behind the person that wants to buy that thing, right? So why do they want to buy something that's non-toxic? What other beliefs do they have? What other areas of their life do they think about those things? And therefore, then you can start to think about, well, what kind of messaging do I want to speak to those people about in the broader context of their life? Because for you, if you're selling a product and it's non-toxic, for you, that's the biggest thing in your life because you're selling that thing. Mm-hmm. But for the person that you're selling it to, it's just one thing of many things that they need, but it's an enabler to enable their belief system, basically. So that's how you can think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see a lot of network marketers that when they get so excited about their product that it's like, oh, well, it's non-toxic or it's this. And it's like, hey, that's great. But that's all that they lead with.
Yeah.
And you have to get to that deeper level. You know, it's all very surface. So like, it's almost like you have to like blow off that top level and look a little bit deeper. Like, what is it that they really need?
Yeah. So one thing to think about is whenever you have a product like that, one thing I always think of is, what's the macro trend? What's the trend right now in the world that is fueling that belief, right? Mm-hmm. So if it's non-toxic, it could be something like, I want a more, you know, natural environment. I want to save the environment. You know, that's a topic today that is on the top of mind for a lot of people. Not everyone, but it is for a lot of people. So it's like, okay, I want to have a non-toxic lifestyle. And that can go right from, you know, where you live at a real top level to essentially, you know, what kind of food you eat, what kind of products you use, cleaning products, all that kind of thing. And so it's a lifestyle choice. It's not necessarily just, oh, I'm going to buy that cleaner just because it's non-toxic. There's a whole lifestyle that goes with it. And the more you can connect with the lifestyle, in my experience, means that you're going to stand out versus everyone else and versus the competition.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about you creating your own brand around like this Amazon business. And because it's hard to stand out in Amazon. It's the same thing. Like, it's hard to stand out in network marketing because everyone is selling the same thing that you are, you know, and Amazon, it's hard to stand out as well. My husband and I actually did Amazon for a little while. And so I have some experience with trying to build up your own brand and stuff like that on Amazon. And it's actually was pretty much the same as like building in a network marketing business. So what are some of the things that you have found, like maybe two or three tips that you use to help build your brand on Amazon?
Yeah. So we have a process. It's called a brand positioning process or brand positioning statement, right? And anybody can do this. In fact, I can give you a link for your listeners and they can download the template. And basically it's, you start first with the ideal client. Who's the person who's most likely to use your product? And you can go through all that process that we just talked about like a minute ago, right? What do they like? What are their attitudes? What are their behaviors? That's the first step. And you want kind of a detail. You don't necessarily need to know, okay, they eat this for breakfast. And, you know, that's generally what most people tell you to do. But I really want you to think about what kind of things in their life is important to them. And that's the kind of thing that you want to kind of bring to the fore. Then the second piece is really literally, what are you selling? Like, what's your brand all about? What category is it in? And, you know, almost like put a little, you know, little twist on it, right? So it's like, oh, I'm in non-toxic cleaners. Okay, well, that's literally what the category you're in. But what's the enabler to that? You know, I help people save the environment with my products or something like that. And then the third piece is really where you kind of like get into the nuts and bolts of, you know, why does your product or your brand make their life better? And you want to think of, one is a rational benefit. So non-toxic is really a rational reason why someone would someone buy the product or the brand. And an emotional benefit is because they want to feel like they're saving the environment, or they want to feel like they're keeping their family safe. In that instance, it might be because they feel like they don't want to bring toxic chemicals into the home environment, right? And so the ideal client could be two people. So you want to separate them out. And this is the key, I think, because when you're writing a brand positioning statement, you don't want to do it for everyone. You want to do it for a specific consumer. So as you're starting to do the ideal client exercise, you can see, oh, yeah, it's people that like the environment, or it's people that want to keep their family safe. Okay, separate those two out and do two statements for each of those people, because someone who believes in keeping the family environment safe still might have the same values as the other person, but you're going to talk to them in a different way versus someone who wants to enable the environment, right? And it sounds like the same thing, but they're very different messages when you go through the process. So think about the reasons why I want to keep my family safe. Those are the emotional tugs on the heartstring. If you feel that yourself when you're writing it, then you know that you're hitting the right spot. And then the fourth final part is really the reasons to believe. Why should they believe your product and your brand over everyone else? And that could be more rational. It could be things like, you know, because you've got clinical studies and clinical trials around how the product works, or, you know, 8 out of 10 people recommend it, or those types of things around the actual proof, if you like, behind the product and your brand versus everyone else. And those four key steps, you can start kind of getting into that process. Doesn't have to be perfect. Just really start to think about, yeah, who's this ideal person that I want to talk to? And then the messaging starts to fall out from there.
I love that. And because a lot of people think when it comes to like creating your brand, it's like, well, what's my color scheme? And I need to have a logo and all of that. And like, and that's like such a small piece of brand, because it really is more into like, let's create this message. Let's create an I help statement. Let's talk about how it is that I'm actually going to be speaking to my audience. And that's what most people, they totally miss that whole part. And that actually is the brand.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's interesting you say that, because I think a lot of people, like you said, you talk brand, they think logo. Mm-hmm. And the next thing, like you said, is colors, and it stops there.
Yeah.
And really, really, if people can really make that mindset shift of, that's one small element of the brand, that's how it looks to the customer. But essentially, it's how you talk, every piece of messaging, how you write, the tone of the language that you write in. So even the emails that you send, you know, you want to write it in the way that that person will connect with. You know, you don't want to write like a full corporate. If you're trying to connect with someone who's making the family safe, you want them to feel like you're that person. You have those issues. You're the one, even if you haven't, right? You know, you've got to position yourself that way. I mean, I've worked on, you know, dog food, cat food. I've never owned a dog or a cat in my life, but I understand the insights of those people that do. So therefore, you have to talk in their language. It's not about you as a company. It's about them. I mean, the more you talk about them and solving their problems, the more they're going to connect with you as a brand.
So do you have a tip for people of how to figure out, like, what is it that, like, so you've never owned dogs, so you can't relate to that. So how did you go about finding, okay, how do I talk to these people who do have dogs? You know, so people may, they may relate to like, well, I want to help my family, keep my family safe, but I have my ideas. How do you go out and find other people's ideas to start bringing that in to create your brand message?
Yeah. So like one idea could be find some people in your network that have those beliefs, right? So it could be your friends, your family, or whatever. You can do your own little focus group and just ask them questions. Just say, hey, how does this make you feel when you do this? So, or when you, you know, why do you use this product? How does it make you feel when you use this product? That type of thing. So that's one way you can do it. Another way, a really good way actually, is leveraging Amazon, is go on to Amazon, Amazon reviews and have a look at the type of product that you're selling and just type in what you think people would type in to find it. And then just find the top sellers and ones that have got a lot of reviews, go in and have a look at all the 5 stars and also the 1 stars, because you know then what they don't like about the product and does your product fix it? And then also, and if it doesn't, you could potentially make yours better or present it in a different way. And then have a look at what they love about the product. And that's going to give you a lot of insight, because the best thing you can do is take the actual language from the market. So what we tend to do as people is, and especially if we're starting a new business, because we want to feel very professional, we want to feel very corporate, right? Is that we want to present ourselves as an authority. But really what we really want to do is just talk to them how they talk to themselves. So the more you can just take phrases from those reviews or phrases from your friends, then and use those in your marketing, the more they're going to turn around to you and literally say, wow, you just literally, it's like you're reading my mind. Like, you know, you literally just said what I said, you know? And so you're like, haha, that's because I did, you know? I know it's a bit weird, but you know, the more you can do that, the more you're going to connect, especially in the environment that we're in right now. Connection is a very big part. You know, back in the 50s, authority was definitely the way to market. Whereas now connection is the thing that's going to get people to love you over everyone else, because they feel like you're their mate, or you're the kind of either the mother figure in some sense, depending on what the thing is, or the expert in that sense, right? So that's how I would do it. There's a plethora of, you know, information, if you like, or insight, especially in those Amazon reviews. It doesn't matter if you're selling on Amazon, you're just literally looking at what the customer's saying about that product. And then do all that. And then you can also then look on blogs as well. So I would find, like, you know, different Facebook communities, different blogs, communities that you can find, even Instagram, that type of thing, and just see what people are talking about in those groups, why they are interested in saving the environment or whatever. Because that way, again, you're going to get a wealth of information. So there's so much out there. You just have to think about, oh yeah, duh, that's where people are hanging out. So I'll just go and like listen in and see what they're saying.
Yeah, that's perfect. Well, and I love using Amazon as like a search engine, really.
Yeah.
You know, start getting that, like, it's the perfect place to get market research. And not a lot of people do that. So
yeah. And even right down to pricing, you know, you can have a look at the average selling price on Amazon and see, is your product more expensive? And if it is, you need a reason why it's more expensive, right? Why wouldn't they just go to Amazon and buy a similar product? You know, so you go, well, these are the reasons why, is because blah, blah, blah. And the more you've got those reasons to believe and the more confident you are in that, it's like what you call your elevator pitch, right? Someone says to you, what's your product all about? And how does it make my life better? Well, it's these reasons, bish, bash, bosh. Sorry, that's my English coming out. And here's the reasons why you should buy me over everyone else. And people are left like, oh, wow, okay, yeah, duh, I'm in, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Oh my gosh, this has been so, so helpful. So We'd love to hear about how we can connect with you more. And especially you said something about downloading a brand template. I know that that's something that they would definitely be interested in. So where can they go to get that?
Yeah, sure. Well, what I'll do is I'll just give you a link if you can maybe put it under the show notes.
Put it in the show notes. Yep, for sure.
Yeah, that's great. So do that. And that's, you'll be able to download it from there. So that'll be totally fine. If you want to connect with me personally, I'm Kirsty Verity across all social media. And our website is www.goteamreal.com. And we also have a podcast as well called Sprint to Profit. So again, we can give you the links to that. And you can link that in the show notes as well. Okay. We have an episode that comes out every week. It is more Amazon focused, but we do talk about, you know, business mindset, because our philosophy is not necessarily just Amazon. It's about how do you actually build a real business, you know, understand your numbers, understand your profits, understand your cash flow, understand how to talk to the customer, and all those awesome things that make up a real business versus just the thing you're selling, right? When we first start our business, we're really focused on the thing, but really as a business, you want to be focused on all those core other areas, because that's what's going to give you the longevity.
Awesome. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for being a part of our podcast today. And everyone, make sure you go check that out. Check the show notes and get the template. And again, thanks, Kirsty. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh my goodness. So many gold nugs from this one. So hopefully you took notes. There is the show notes below the podcast. So make sure you check that out and you check out all of Kirsty's links and you go get her template and connect with her. She is just an amazing person. So I'm so excited for you. And if you haven't checked us out on Instagram, make sure you go check us out on Instagram. Follow us, become a friend. So we are at on Instagram at Social Tenacity. So go find us on Instagram. We talk all about all the things that we're doing over here at Social Tenacity. And we always announce all of our new podcasts in our stories. So go check it out. So that way you're not going to miss anything. We'll see you guys next time.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a 2-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com.
This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.